Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Kevin Keenahan. Kevin Keenahan is the co-founder and CEO of Tissue Analytics, which was recently acquired by NetHealth. After completing his Bachelor of Science in Biomedical Engineering at Johns Hopkins University, Kevin joined the Center for Bioengineering Innovation and Design at Johns Hopkins University for his MSc in Bioengineering Innovation and Design. He went on to co-found Tissue Analytics in 2014 and has been recognized as a speaker at several leading industry conferences, including the GSV Pioneer Summit, CES, and the Conference of the European Wound Management Association. Well, good afternoon, Kevin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is exciting. My background, obviously, in technology, traversed the healthcare career for a good number of years. And I'm excited to talk to you about some of that today, which is really, really exciting. So, Kevin, jumping into some of these questions here, you've got quite the career in healthcare, technology, research. You were the co-founder and CEO of Tissue Analytics, which was recently acquired by NetHealth. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've had kind of an interesting career. Basically, I started Tissue Analytics, the company that was acquired by NetHealth, right out of grad school. So me and my co-founder started that out of a program at Johns Hopkins University called the Center for Bioengineering Innovation and Design. I'm a biomedical engineer by training. And really the goal behind Tissue Analytics, the reason we started that company is we were just very, very passionate about this unmet clinical needs that we found in healthcare around how outcomes were assessed. We saw a problem in outpatient clinics and in hospitals, and just really needed to solve it, kind of as young engineers tend to do. We formed a company around it, and things snowballed from there.
That's amazing. I love those stories, and the fact that you got an early start in entrepreneurship is really amazing. I think I read somewhere with the average age of an entrepreneur is 48. So good for you, and love to hear the inspiring story. So Kevin, on this pandemic, right? During the lockdown, did that contribute or hinder to your success with the company? And what are your plans going forward for continued growth?
I think right at the beginning of the pandemic, there was a lot of uncertainty as far as, would we see higher utilization of tools like Tissue Analytics, which do have a telemedicine component to them, but predominantly they're used in clinical settings. Tissue Analytics is a software that plugs into doctors and nurses' workflows generally while they're working in clinics or in hospitals. So obviously, we've seen a lot of those patient visits move towards virtual visits rather than in-person visits. But we were really lucky that beginning a few years ago, Tissue Analytics worked with Kaiser Permanente to do a series of pilots to equip patients with our tools directly. And, back then it was really just kind of exploratory. We were doing what Kaiser, had kind of asked us to do, which is, they have a model that lends itself, of course, being a provider and a payer, to just purely improving outcomes and getting patients out of the hospital. So we were really lucky we did that work with them because it did set us up to have the infrastructure to allow patients to use the system and help bring some of that care out of outpatient clinics. So we did see, some benefits there. Certainly clinic volume, kind of as every wave of the pandemic rolls on, has dropped, but Tissue Analytics and the parent company, have enough telemedicine I think in terms of total number of visits, we're basically those two kind of even each other out.
Thank you for sharing. And I understand, the uncertainty you talked about with the pandemic, but at the end of the day, entrepreneurs, leaders like yourself, step up and move things forward. So thank you for sharing that story. And then Kevin, let's talk about some tech a little bit. We're a technology publication. You're obviously leveraging some new and emerging technologies within your tech stack. Is there anything you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, health IT is one of those areas where you don't see generally really cutting edge kind of machine learning stuff. A lot of systems out there, especially the younger companies, are, you know, modern SaaS companies in terms of the way that they're cloud-based and the tech stack that they use on, you know, the web and the mobile side. There's two interesting areas of technology when it comes to tissue analytics. One is the tech we use to deploy the products inside those bigger EMR systems. So Health IT today is dominated by like two or three companies, Epic and Cerner, who are these full-blown electronic medical record systems. They're, you know, the largest companies in the space. By far, they control every aspect of the EMR workflow. If a doctor or nurse is writing something down, generally it's going to be through Epic or Cerner, you know, depending on if their hospital runs Epic or runs Cerner. But those two together have something like 65% of the market. So it's crucial for other players in the ecosystem to be able to work well with those companies. And in this case, working well means grabbing data from those systems to, you know, to power your systems, pushing data back so that your clinicians don't have to double document. And one of the cool things about TA was the technology we used to basically embed our system inside of Epic and Cerner. So we used a new set of standards called Smart on Fire. Fire stands for the Fast Healthcare Interoperability Resource. And this set of emerging standards basically allows clinicians to access all the tissue analytics capabilities from inside Epic or Cerner. So they actually never even have to log into another system. It's sort of like single sign-on or SSO on steroids, but it's crucial just in terms of, you know, trying to reduce, you know, clinician documentation and ultimately reduce burnout related to documentation. So that's one. The second piece is more foundational just to how tissue analytics provides value. TA is fundamentally this computer vision product that allows clinicians to take photographs of wounds and then automatically measure the boundary of those wounds and also provide some higher level analytics, you know, and information to clinicians. The way we do that computer vision is through, you know, your kind of deep neural nets. So we were one of the first companies in the space. And for background, TA was founded, back in 2014. So this was pretty early in how machine learning and AI was being applied to healthcare. We were one of the first companies to use, you know, true deep neural nets to do computer vision tasks in healthcare. It was one of the reasons that Tencent was one of our early investors. And we were able to do that because we collected a very large data set from Johns Hopkins early in the company's life cycle. So we kind of had that, we had that training data necessary to train pretty sophisticated, you know, CNNs and RNNs.
I love the story of applying some of the technology. And again, I mentioned earlier, I've spent a lot of time in health tech myself. And so this is really a fascinating story of how you applied this. And again, the interoperability is so important in healthcare, especially for patient safety and accuracy, as you'd mentioned. So Kevin, last question here. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either health tech or entrepreneurship?
Sure. I can try to give one answer for each. In health tech, kind of going back to what I said earlier, you know, it's crucial to be able to know how to work with Epic, Cerner, Allscripts. You know, if you're on the post-acute side of the business, it's crucial to know how to work with companies like Point Click Care and Home Care Homebase and you know, NetHealth Systems. Our parent company as well is a huge player in the post-acute space. So I think it's really important to follow those companies, know what they're all about, know what the boundaries are between the companies themselves, know which, you know, EMRs, just understand the differences in their deployment model. Are they more consulting? Are they more SaaS? What's the direction they're going? Are they doing stuff in analytics today? And the best way to just, you know, become extremely knowledgeable about health IT specifically is to, you know, get as closely embedded in those companies as you can, which is one of the reasons that Tissue Analytics opened up an office in Kansas City, is to be close to Cerner, be able to really cross-pollinate with the teams there. Health tech generally, I think, you know, one way or the other, health tech companies generally create data, right? And I think whenever you're creating data, you have to ask yourself, where do clinicians want this data to go? So even if your health tech company is, you know, a wearable or a medical device or something like that, I think part of my answer at least still applies. Now, entrepreneurship is a harder answer because obviously there's tons of areas where you can potentially start companies. I think that the most important, my most important lesson for anyone who's you know, wants to do something entrepreneurial is just to really sort of take a hard look, take a sober look at your passions and look at the underlying problem that you're trying to solve and ask if you're really, truly passionate about it. Because starting companies, even if you're the luckiest person in the world, you know, it's a grueling process. It's a very, you know, it's tons and tons of work. And for me and my co-founder, the thing that really got us through was staying focused on the problem that we were trying to solve and sort of keeping the patient in mind. That helps, you know, get you through the down days, so to speak.
Kevin, thank you. I appreciate that. And that is so helpful. And like I said earlier in the podcast, you know, your story is inspiring. You know, you did this early on in your career, actually still in grad school. So again, love the story and we can't wait to get it out to our audience. And Kevin, just wanted to let you know, it's a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brian.
Bye for now.